Hey everybody, this is Mike Hopes of the 717 Social Club podcast, and I just gotta get it out. I just gotta let it out. I just gotta praise you guys for listening to us week after week, month after month, till, don't you know, it's the end of the year. This year went by so fast. I think we can all agree this year sort of sucked in a whole lot of ways. I'm hoping next year's going to be better, but I have my doubts, believe me. Either way, though, we just want to thank you guys for supporting, liking our Facebook group, and doing what you're doing. This episode's going to be the last one for a while, just the three of us talking, corresponding. We go into details about our guilty pleasure Christmas songs, recap a Skippy visit, and I get into a fun little Mary strip club story as well. Before Mike, of course, gets into that local news. The next two episodes are going to be best of that I'm working on, as well as a tarot card reading. If you remember, a few weeks ago, we had Meredith come on the show. She did tarot card readings after we stopped interviewing her. It made Melissa cry, made me question whether or not I was hiding some childhood trauma, and I blacked it out from memory. Usually my blacking out is not on purpose. It's caused from booze, not from scandals. But who knows? So you guys will be able to listen in as if you're a fly on the wall for that. But either way, like I said, you're going to enjoy this episode. Enjoy the next two. Then we'll probably take a week off and we'll be back. And better than ever. Thanks. Well, I didn't pay my gas bill this month because I know I sure as heck is going to be getting a whole lot of coal. That means my name must be Mike Hopes. I'm alongside with
Melissa Schmidt.
And that other Mike, a.k.a. Turkey Mike.
Mike Andrews.
Man, that was a very festive sound drop you just played, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
I keep wondering how you became such a well-oiled machine. And I realize we've been at this for almost a year now, so it's no wonder that you're able to come up with timely sound drops, no matter the occasion. Each episode's so unique. I applaud you, my friend.
Oh, thanks.
Always the prepper. You would make a great doomsday prepper because you always prepare.
Learned from the start of 2020, I learned the importance of prepping and making sure that you're not screwed and lose the entire year.
That's right. Speaking of prepping, everyone's getting prepped and ready for the holidays. What are you guys doing for Christmas?
Well, I've been avoiding spending the holidays with my family for about at least 10 years. So I'm going to give it the old college try again. I'm able to quarantine myself for a few days before I go down to New York and see some people. Not a lot. I just want to see my grandma mainly. She's the one that I like. She's not the one that I was avoiding.
Do you exchange gifts with your grandma?
Yeah, I'm excited about her present. I got her a lot of cool stuff from the local shops like Sophie Stargazer and all the, like, it's a kimono made, I don't think she's going to listen, I don't think it's going to spoil the present, but it's a kimono made from women who were trafficked in Honduras, I heard. So they give them jobs and make them, they get to make stuff and get paid equally. But even the tag on it is made of like spare bullets that they find, like casings and stuff. Very real.
That sounds like Merry Violence.
What are you doing?
I'm not sure yet. I might go down to Ohio. I might kick it here. What are you doing, Mike Andrews?
I'm not sure yet because we got Christmas Eve canceled, which is usually at my grandparents. My grandparents are in their 90s. It would be great to see them, but it's not safe right now. So I will probably just be spending time with close immediate family.
Are you going to be doing like a Zoom holiday thing? I know that's like a popular thing.
I don't think so. They initially were going to talk about doing Christmas Eve in stages. So all the family would go at certain hours. Like you get like an hour each family to spend with them.
Wait, so explain how this works. Because you're all family.
Yeah, but we don't see each other. We don't travel in the same circles. But it was supposed to be that like my family would see my grandparents from like 2 to 3. And then we'd leave. And then the next cousins and uncles would go to see them later, and then it would just be like an allocated hour for each family.
Just try to get as many people to see your 90-year-old grandparents as possible.
Yeah, but we would ordinarily be in a giant room all together.
Okay. So you protected each other, not your grandparents.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Well, that was the initial plan, but now it's canceled altogether. So we're not going to see them at all.
Gotcha. You got another year to try to get in that will, my friend.
Yeah.
Did you? Yes.
I was going to ask, I don't know what the weather's like, but we got a little snow since the last time we talked. It was actually pretty substantial. Did you guys survive the snowstorm this past week?
I did. I didn't get my car towed like last year because I live on the emergency snow route.
Yeah, let me tell you, I moved my car because I'm on a snow route as well. And it was bullshit. Like, they didn't even plow it. And now it's terrible right now.
Yeah, there's nowhere to park. But I got my car out.
Same thing with Walnut. It's a snowage emergency route as well, but they didn't plow it that well.
Yeah, yesterday I helped move somebody for a moving job, and they're very sweet. They didn't plow whatsoever. So I had to like go through like a foot of snow until it got compacted back and forth into their house. It literally took us an extra 2 hours to do the job.
Very nice. Very lovely.
Were you able to wear your shoes, or they're like, oh, don't wear your shoes inside the house?
No, they were cool with the shoe thing, but not cool with everything else. Like, they wanted me to get shit from their shed, and that's like another 20 yards in the snow that I don't feel like going through. I felt like I was in fucking Lord of the Rings, like a New Zealand mountain fighting the elements.
And they were standing at the top of the steps. You shall not pass.
Well, they want me to pass. I don't know if that really makes sense.
Well, bedroom. They don't want you in the bedroom, Mike. No one wants you in the bedroom.
Yeah, that's true. I know before we got on and started to record, we talked about guilty pleasure Christmas songs. What's your overall feeling on Christmas songs?
That they're all guilty pleasures, and I love all of them.
I feel like with the advent of Spotify and YouTube, I don't listen to radio very often anymore. Like, I know you listen to a lot of podcasts too, Melissa. Mike, clearly you don't. And so I feel like I'm a lot less adverse to hearing Christmas songs than usual, and especially in a time when people aren't going to stores to do holiday shopping. It's not like I'm at the mall listening to jingles anymore either.
Yeah, I was watching a shop, and so we had the local radio station WGAL, but they only play like the same 7 or 8 songs over and over again. So the only one they would play it sparingly was the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler, and that always makes me laugh. I actually got to witness someone hear it for the first time. I think they were around like 18. I was like, have you ever heard this song? It was really cute.
Did they hear it before?
No, they had never heard it before.
Like, who's Adam Sandler?
Right.
Mike, you have anything to say on this subject?
I would say that Christmas music is played a little too early on the radio. November 1st hits and you hear like Christmas music. I don't know. They need to push that back a little bit.
All right, Melissa, we're about to listen to your favorite guilty pleasure Christmas song.
Let's see if you know the words. Yeah.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
I almost brought this one up when you were talking about the 6 songs that keep playing in rotation.
And this is definitely the one.
This has to be the most played song, right?
Definitely. But I like the old music video that we actually watched at your house last week. I like the one where she's a baby Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess she did this is the same audio too, right? Just she decided to film it when she's older?
I guess so. Did I send you the older one? I meant to send the one where she's like, I don't know how old.
Yeah, she looks happy and normal here, so this must be the young one, I'd assume.
Okay, good.
I read somewhere she makes like $5 million a year during these 2 months off residuals from this song getting played over and over again.
That would be the coolest thing.
How do you feel about this song, Michael?
I think this is one that you love when you're like, oh, good, I can't wait for the Christmas season. The first few times, it's a bop and you love it. Mm-hmm. And then you get sick and tired of it about the 17th play of it through.
Yeah, like halfway through 16th time, you're like, all right, maybe starting to lose it.
It's a song that's hard to be in a bad mood and listen to.
There's no way to not, like, bob your head just a little bit.
I will say, though, like, If I was not that I'm not depressed and single, but if I was extra depressed and single, hearing this song 60 times would really drive
Yeah.
A sharpened jingle ball through my heart. Right? Like, this would be a terrible song to listen to at home alone.
Definitely.
Shall we listen to a Your Guilty Pleasure song, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
So you, like, this is your go-to song?
Well, so this one isn't, this version isn't my favorite, but I picked the oldest and most boring version. But I think they need to, like, revamp this. Let me send you another link.
All right, so this is the old version.
That's the old version.
I imagine this must have been quite the club hit.
Here you go. Here's a new version.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa. A newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa.
I'm getting a little crossover between the two, so I have a little remix in my ears going on right now that I quite fancy.
Ah.
Who's this band?
This is the Pentatonix.
Is this an a cappella group?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, is Dave a big fan of them? I don't want to bash him if your boyfriend likes them.
I don't think he's a big fan. Maybe he appreciates some of the stuff they do sometimes.
What are they
looking? What I'll say about Little Drummer Boy is they should really modernize it. I would love to hear like a punk band covering this song. And maybe there is a version. I'll try to find one.
I'm sure we can find one.
What is Little Drummer Boy about other than a kid playing like drums? Like, is there a story behind it?
I don't even know.
This song though too just like oozes Christmas.
No. I mean, if I'm gonna go like classic, I'm gonna say like, I don't know, Silent Night or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or even Feliz Navidad.
The definition of guilty pleasure is that you secretly love this song. Would you say that's not how you feel about this song?
I mean, I think I love it, but it's boring. I can see how people think it's boring and it's slow and it's about a drummer.
How did you guys not know? Everyone knows that the Little Drummer Boy is about how the singer relates to being a poor young boy as he was summoned by the Magi to the Nativity of Jesus. Everyone knows that.
I knew that's why we kept right. around. Thank you, Melissa. All right. Get ready
what about yourself, Mike?
All right, get ready to get your hands on the fucking dance floor. His feet would be more appropriate.
No, hands.
There's just something about this song.
Ah, nice.
I don't know if it's because the first time I heard it, this chubby Asian kid named Danny Pelagio sang it to me on the wrestling team when I was in seventh grade. But there's something about this song that's just like, I love it. How do you guys feel about this one?
Oh, yeah. It's.
I mean, George Michael does have a beautiful voice, and I appreciate that.
Melissa, how do you feel about this?
It's a great version.
I feel like it's such a happy, like, it's like the happiest heartbreak song I've ever heard. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of fucked up that, what, they got together, then she broke up with him the next day?
Wham! I don't know.
Mike, you should sing it.
No, that's the worst idea ever. But that's a good choice. They're all good choices.
Yeah, so I have one other song, but there's a little tale that comes before it. I don't know if I told you this before in private conversations, but I'm not a very big fan of strip clubs. Typically, they're like a really good trailer for a movie that's never going to come out. I'm never going to take these girls out for dinner. I'm never going to whatever. So not generally a big fan, but because of my profession as a professional wrestler, there's been times in my life that I've been drugged out of the old hotel and have gone to various clubs around the country. And one of them was in Cleveland, Ohio, which is the worst one on the entire planet. In fact, I think it was in the movie Bad Grandpa is the one they used.
Nice.
But so I ended up at this strip club on a Friday night, and we were the only ones there. So that's how you know it's a good strip club. There's no like curtain. There's no DJ. The girls have one of those super search machines. Have you guys ever seen that at a bar?
Yeah.
No.
You know, the music, it's like the jukebox gimmick.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You can like pick music. So there's no like, you know, good strip club, I'd imagine, you know, there's a reveal, there's a curtain, and like you see the girl for the first time and you're enamored. This one, like you see the girl walk up to the super search station, press some songs, and walk up this small ramp like on stage. So there's no ta-da moment. So anyway, we were the only ones there, and the girls let us choose the songs for them. So I had a girl dance to Kiss My Rose by Seal, and I think Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith. So and Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. We all had a great time, wonderful time. Next day, part two. I'm kicking and fighting, but I said, heck, I'll go to the strip club. What do I got to do in Cleveland, Ohio? So I go. And I go up to the kiosk, and I want to play Wild Wild West by Will Smith, because I think that'd be rather entertaining to see somebody dance to. And I got scolded by a stripper because you're not allowed to touch the super search station on night two, apparently. And she's very angry with me, so I reluctantly sat back down. But then the game became that each of us at our table would walk past the super search station near the bathroom, and we would each type in a letter. So the first guy went up and did super search N. Someone else went up SYN. And then finally we spelled in sync. So my buddy John just hit the buttons as many times as we possibly could and sat back down. And then so like a girl's dancing, then all of a sudden you hear like, bye, 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 start playing. And she's like, what the fuck? This isn't generic rap song number three. So then she yells at the bartender who has one of the skip buttons. So she skips it. And then the next, of course, you hear is, it's gonna be me. Bam, 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 bam. So she's like, what the fuck? Bartender gets busy. She can't keep up with all these NSYNC songs. So then these three fucking assholes at the bar who look like they go there all the fucking time with gold shitty fake necklaces, one of them gets up out of their seat and like, yo, who the fuck played Backstreet Boys? So now I'm really drunk. I get out of my seat, and I'm glad I could actually say this. I was like, it's NSYNC, asshole. And he said, what you say? I said, it's NSYNC, asshole. Know the fucking difference. So then him and his buddies came, and like, luckily, I'm not the smallest dude in the world, but I'm not as big as three dudes. But luckily, I was swarmed by a group of giant professional wrestlers to protect me from getting beaten up, and they sat back down. And then the next song that played on the stage was this number right here. Those that don't know, it's Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC. No girls decided to dance to it. And I vividly remember sitting down and looking at this lonely stripper pole with a disco ball and like one light shining back and forth between two different colors, listening to this holiday jam.
That's amazing. And it sucks for them, because I bet they could have made good tips for working that song.
So much money.
That's incredible.
I would, and you don't want to see it, but I still would.
There you go.
I would love to actually see someone get their ass kicked to this song. Be like, getting like beaten in the face, and it's like, Happy Holidays.
A bar fight to that song?
Oh, dude, you have no idea how close it happened.
Yeah.
I just would have loved the fact I would have told the police, like, well, what started it? And it's like, well, they said that who the fuck played Backstreet Boys, and I got pissed off. I'm sure you understand, officer.
The police officer is like, oh yeah, we have a code for that. Yeah, it's a classic 629.
Yeah, right? They have a number for it? What's the controversy with Baby It's Cold Outside? I've never listened to the lyrics.
It's about giving consent and that she is withheld in that house against her will.
Wait, she's like kidnapped?
He's just very pushy in that song.
Hold on.
Yeah, she's like, I should go, and he's trying to say why she shouldn't leave.
Can radio stations still play it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an old-fashioned, I don't know.
It's getting canceled.
I feel like people are over it already, over like canceling it. They try to make like role reversal ones, but it doesn't sound like any better. It's still pressure-y. And then it like loses some of its... Just either listen to the song or don't listen to the song. Don't try and redo it. It sounds weird.
Mm.
Is the original song just a girl singing the whole time, or is it a duet?
No, it's a duet.
All right, I sent a link. I'm listening to her now.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's
so what's the point? Is she wants... Evening has been she wants to stay or he wants to stay?
It's...
She doesn't want to stay.
It's one of those like... No, I have to go. I gotta go. And like, if she is into it, she's staying. But...
Oh, okay. So the controversy is whether or not she's into whether or not she's like actually saying like, I need to get the fuck out of here, whether she's like being playful.
Yeah. And they say like, well, what's in this drink? And people are like, he roofied her. She's just like, no, it's just like when Mike Hopes hands me a drink, I'm like, oh my God, is this like just rubbing alcohol?
Fair enough. Did they even have roofies in the 1940s? When this song was created.
A little bit of rat poison will do.
Yeah, I don't know. Listening to it for the brief moment I did, I don't see what the controversy is about. She sounds rather pleasant.
It's to each their own.
Yeah, I mean, think of all the stuff in the 40s and whatever that they said that now is getting interpreted way differently.
Yeah.
That's right. Fun fact, the first TV show to show a couple sleeping in bed together was the Flintstones.
What? I don't approve of that.
Yeah.
In prehistoric culture.
Unfortunately, they didn't show the bedrock.
Hey!
But actually, that wasn't just a joke. That is an actual fact, believe it or not.
But also a great joke.
Right? It worked itself out.
That is a great joke.
How'd you guys feel about the Skippy episode last week?
I loved it. I really enjoyed him. He's a good guy.
That was your first time really having a talk with him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's cool.
You can see why he's so, like, intriguing, right? Downtown?
He
like,
left me with some positivity, yeah.
I saw your exchange about pickles on, like, a Facebook wall somewhere, too.
Yeah, he never came to get them.
It's like, garlic pickles. Like, garlic pickles.
Too late now.
I think I found some of the old cards he gave me the other day.
Oh, yeah? Do you read them before you go out?
I mean, who's going out these days?
Every time you wake up?
I read them before I go Christmas shopping. Would you like me to read a couple of them?
Yeah, you could read one or two. I'll tell you what we got to figure out is if anybody listened to the episode with Skippy, if you click the podcast, you see a photo of Skippy looking very sharp and white and my very pretty friend Aaron. But when it's advertised on Facebook, it's just their like chest for some reason. Did you see that, Melissa?
Yeah, I did.
It's just like a black dude's chin and my friend's boobs.
And that's it. I think it helps our views.
Apparently. We got to figure out how to fix that. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Can we ask Skippy to do some holiday theme cards? I feel like you'd have some great holiday advice.
You want to read a card, Michael?
One that stood out to me was, what is a friend? A friend warms you with his presence. A friend are forever because love never molts. I hear crickets.
Let's try one more.
And the other one is, we may not have it all together, but together we have it all. We need to be love and be loved. It's life's greatest joy, but rejection hurts both persons.
Very nice.
Okay.
I tried to spin the ones that were most holiday themed, but...
Yeah.
He wrote something really weird on my Facebook wall, too. I didn't know what it meant. So recently I uploaded a video that I found when I was in 11th grade for a film contest. I did a detective parody where I jumped off the back of a car, which of course made me ineligible for this like film contest because I didn't want to promote like a kid being a jackass and being dangerous. So anyway, so I posted it on my Facebook wall And my buddy Rachel, who owns Thornhill Winery down there on Fruitvale, she said, this movie's awesome. You jumped off a moving car. And then Skippy replied to her, my key words to all that are connected to Mike Hope and Skippy Preston is that part one, the key to happiness, be true to your love. One, 100%, 101, 100. To don't hit ever hit your spouse. There's a no-no. Keep the communication lines open. Do not shut down. You must talk. How else are you going to find out what's on her mind or are her mind? So those are a little short memories to keep in mind. Toys your happiness is many keys. And then he auto-corrected to your happiness. And then Rachel's just like, wise words.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Wise words.
That's a lot to unpack.
That's a lot. Something about hitting somebody. Or...
Yeah, but you don't do that.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Skippy said you should hit people. I'll have to review that later. Skippy's a local icon. Mike, you got some local news?
I do.
It's time for the Lancaster News. News all about Lancaster, like cows and city life and ordinary people just getting together having fun. That's right, just the facts. The news, not the olds. The news.
Okay, we're going to start off with a little bit of scary news in Lancaster. One person was sent to the hospital after a molten metal explosion in Manheim Township on Saturday at the Arconic Mill Products on Manheim Pike. So they were checking to make sure that no other fires were going to start and that they could restart their machinery safely. This place makes metal for aerospace, automotive, commercial transportation, and industrial market. It's pretty scary.
How do you survive being attacked by molten fire and lava?
I don't know. I feel like that's someone's origin story for a superhero.
That's true.
Yes, how you became Casket Man. Lays really well in a casket.
But no one died, right? Everyone was cool. Everyone just hurt.
He went to the hospital. They don't know how the explosion occurred, but happened in one of the kilns is what I was looking for.
That sucks, you know, because of COVID, there's not a lot of jobs obviously available. This guy was probably thankful that he still had work, and then he had to get hit with the old molten lava.
I wonder if it's just, I don't know how the metal was, but I know like a drop of water can make like, I don't know, a chemical reaction to things. Maybe that's all it was. Just one drop of water, and then it went and it like melted him. No.
Hashtag science.
Have either of you guys ever had a scary like workplace incident or accident?
A girl made fun of how someone was shuffling their feet because I had just mopped a floor, and I was like, well, she's walking that way so she doesn't slip. And then she's like, yeah, okay. And she started walking, and guess what she did? Like, totally busted her back, and she was on workers' comp for months.
Wow.
Sounds like a terrible idea. I slightly pulled my groin yesterday moving stuff because it was like so cold yesterday, and that's not the best time to be moving stuff. And I told my buddy that, and he said that he once pulled his groin moving stuff so badly that he couldn't have sex for 3 months.
Wow. 3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. New time for a career change.
Keep practicing your stretching. Keep going for your splits at home.
Nah, that's... Glad you guys didn't have anything too bad. I just saw like some people cut their fingers pretty badly when I worked at Dairy Queen, but nothing that was too bad.
What were they chopping? Dairy Queen that like, gets all their food like...
It was just a classic knife fight for lunch break.
We worked at a Dairy Queen that served food. So...
Yeah, but doesn't Dairy Queen get all their food frozen and just reheat it?
No, we got fresh tomatoes, cutting the tomatoes.
Cool.
Pretty cool. Tomato knives.
Tomatoes aren't worth it.
That's got to be hard to distinguish what's blood and what's ketchup.
I think we threw it all away just to be safe.
Oh.
Yeah, do a little lick test.
Moving on, we've got a new coffee store in Lancaster City, a place called Wonderlust Coffees. It opened a roastery in Lancaster City. It's on Christian Street and features organically grown and fairly treated coffees and are sold online. You can pick them up at the roastery. They're really trying to partner with some nonprofits in the area where they receive part of the proceeds from these coffee sales.
Interesting. What did you say it was called?
Wonderlust Coffees.
Wonderlust.
Isn't that a term, Wanderlust? I used to see that on Tinder occasionally, Wonderlust.
It is.
What does it mean?
It's something to do with traveling, like a passion for traveling, like a wanderlust, like you just did. Fine.
Oh, like you okay. I think I understand.
A strong desire to travel.
Interesting.
That make Tinder so much more easier to navigate. Thank you. Perfect. You better get used to those Tinder words, Mike.
It's also a movie starring Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston.
Whoa.
Who knew? I didn't.
Apparently this wanderlust coffees are roasted in a small bed of hot air as opposed to tumbling in a hot drum.
Hmm.
So that also makes the coffees less bitter. Apparently the couple who owns the coffee store had said.
Speaking of coffee, have you guys been to Sheetz lately?
No.
You see their coffee game they stepped up?
No.
How so?
It's crazy. Now the ones I've been to, instead of having like 10 different coffee things, they have only 4 of them. But you pick what you want and it grinds the beans for you.
Whoa.
And you pick your size that way. So now it's like as fresh as possible. It's delicious.
That's nice. Some fresh ass coffee. I gotta go. I want to try it.
Fresh ass coffee.
You guys know I don't drink coffee, right? Or any hot beverage for that matter.
What? I did not know that.
You don't like tea or hot chocolate?
None of those two things.
Huh.
Yeah, but I love soup, so figure that out.
Wait, you love soup, but you hate drinking hot stuff?
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait to fucking make your Tinder. I'm just going to quote what you just said.
So you figure that out underneath it. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Swipe right to find out more.
Hi, my name is Mike. I like fucking up sound drops. I hate hot drinks, but love soup. Go figure.
I'd swipe right.
Yeah. I'd super like.
My dog's into it, yeah, apparently. Here, let me throw something at her.
Get shush. You are not invited on this podcast.
Next time.
Moving on, Lancaster General Hospital, some of their workers received some of the first COVID-19 vaccines here. We had a quantity of 1,950 doses were doled out to first responders in Lancaster General Hospital. It's on its way. It's the first step in the whole vaccination process. So hopefully that continues to go well and we get everybody up to where they need to be.
And talking to our buddy of the show, Jungle Lou, who's in the health field, he was saying how you actually need 2 shots for this vaccination. So it's going to take some time. Like, I think you get the first one, then you get the second one 5 weeks later. And then, of course, this is only to healthcare workers and elderly. So it probably won't be produced to the public for a few months now, is my guess.
Or at least it would be given to those highest in need.
Yeah, I think I'm probably last on the list.
Well, and then I was listening to something else that was interesting where this is going to bring a lot of pushback is apparently if you get the vaccine, you can still carry COVID. So some are saying after you get vaccinated, you should still wear masks, which is interesting. Science is all over the place.
I mean, it can't be bad, though.
It's true. It's so hard.
So far, so good, right?
You got 1 or 2 more?
The Community First Fund, which was based and founded in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is to receive $10 million donation from the ex-wife of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. The philanthropy that she's giving out, billions of dollars, some of that is coming here to the mid-state, and at least half of that's going to go to help a Community First credit union to help people in poverty with home ownership and starting the right financial path.
Interesting.
So it's good to see that, you know, someone so wealthy is helping in our mid-state.
Yeah, it's definitely nice. It's also funny because that's like tipping her waiter a dollar, right? Like,
yeah, at least someone's giving back something. It's about time. I feel like they're just like seeing everyone saying, the numbers, just like if everyone in that top percentage donated something, how big of a difference it could make and just a small impact on them. So it's nice to see someone actually doing something.
Isn't she the most wealthy woman in the country? I thought that once she got divorced from Bezos, she instantly became the richest woman.
I remember seeing something about that. That's the way to do it. Am I right?
Yeah, right. Good for her.
Definitely. And our final story was something that Mike had brought to my attention. Speaking of donations, Lancaster has started an Adopt a Server program where you can help local servers who are struggling during this difficult time. And basically, there's a way that servers can post in this Facebook group, say what they're in need of, and others within the area can help meet their needs and keep them afloat during this difficult time. So I thought that was pretty cool to allow the people to help their favorite servers out this time of the year.
Yeah, that's super nice.
Do you have a website for that?
This is on Facebook. It's a public group called Lancaster PA Adopt a Server. Right now there's about 1,500 members. There's a little blurb on there about how it all works and a Google Doc you can fill out if you're a server to, you know, hopefully get some assistance from people that are in that position this time of year.
Yeah, I know one of my server friends was able to get some gift cards and some things to help keep them afloat for a while.
Do they send it directly to their house or how does that work? Do you know?
Yeah, it sounds like it's really just a way to connect people together and have you either mail something to them or drop it off at a certain location.
It's very cool, very interesting, good way to give back. Because a lot of people don't think about how much, people think about how much restaurants are losing out, but not necessarily the people that works under them. Because even in this takeout order, it's not like you need 10 people in the front of the house like you used to, obviously. So God bless. It's a very interesting program to do. This has been a very interesting program as well. Next few weeks, we'll take a little bit of break. But we'll have some new content. We're going to have a best of as well as those tarot card readings. You can hear Melissa cry and me try to figure out whether or not I was or was not molested a plethora of times. It's been very fun. Thank you guys for listening. We hope you guys have a great New Year's. Anything you guys want to say to the listeners, to the world?
Nah, stay safe.
Simple and sweet. Michael?
I'll say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year if we're not back by then. You know, we appreciate you and wish that our listening family has a great holiday season.
Thank you guys oh so very much. I'm alongside with
Melissa Schmidt
and King of Sound Drops,
Mike Andrews.
And I'm Mike Hopes. Merry Christmas, Merry Holidays, Happy New Year. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Jingle
horse sleigh. Now giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.